Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
It's time for our weekly travel spot. And again, we're back to Russell Alford to recommend places to go if you want to eat and drink, maybe for a long weekend. We have a whole batch of his previous contributions available as podcasts. But today we're going to talk about Krakow in Poland and Glasgow in Scotland. Mm. Are you going for deep fried Mars bars?
It is on my list, and I do recommend. You've never had one, no.
No, but that is what Glasgow is best known for in cuisine, or is that deeply unfair?
It is a bit unfair, but they do lean into it. It is actually quite nice, okay? If you go in open-minded and maybe closed inhibitions as well, potentially, you might enjoy it. It is well worth trying if you are in the city, and some of the chippers there actually do other different bars. You can get a cream egg at Easter time. Battered as well, if you wanted.
Is it true that the chicken tikka masala is a Glaswegian invention?
Yeah. So a chef in the 1970s there, he had a chicken dish and it was too spicy, so he added tomatoes to it to soften it off, and thus the chicken tikka masala was invented.
Do you approve
I'm very
of that?
Proud of it. It just makes sense. You know, when you have you have to cater for your local flavours. That's why we have spice bags in Ireland. It caters for the local delicacy.
They don't have spice bags anywhere else.
Not really, no. It's very much an Irish thing that we're exporting around the world. I could do a whole piece on spice bags around the world. That'll
another
be next
day,
week,
right.
Yes.
And other things. When you've been to Glasgow, have you eaten haggis?
I have. I'm a big fan of it.
What is it?
Haggis, I'll give you the thing that might make you go, oh, I'll try that. It tastes like white pudding. Do you like white pudding?
Yeah.
Perfect. You love haggis, okay? Now close your ears for the next bit. This is usually made with various offal from a sheep instead. So it's usually a collection of different parts.
Is that a bit like tripe and shisheen and Cork?
Very similar. So it's a lung, liver as well. A few different bits that go together to make the haggis. It actually is delicious. It's well spiced, well cooked. Usually served in slices at breakfast time. You can get it in your chip shops as well. But a lot of restaurants try to use it. They use it for like haggis bonbons, a little croquettes that you might have with a bit of aioli or something in them. It's well worth trying, especially if it's in bite sized form. Just think of it as white pudding, and you will love it.
Okay. What else?
A couple of the other things that they are famous for. Now, obviously, it goes without saying that there's a lot of really good restaurants in Glasgow. There's not just your haggis and your deep fried stuff. Back in February this year, the Michelin Guide actually held their award ceremony in Glasgow, kind of to cement what they believe is a really good food scene in Scotland. And in fairness, if you travel around Scotland, you will see how great the food scene. It's great produce. It's very similar to Ireland in that sense, that there's a great pride in their produce, a great pride in their farmers and everything. So a couple of the restaurants in particular that take the inspiration, kind of how we're talking about the tikka masala. Celentano's is one in particular. This is a place that is really specialising in Italian dishes using great Scottish ingredients. They are unfortunately closing at the end of the year to find a new location very, very soon. But it's a beautiful space to visit. A really top class food that's highly recommended by many writers and reviewers over in the UK in particular. And they are very inventive when it comes to a lot of the dishes. Lots of local ingredients, as I say, being used there.
Because a lot of people would think if you're going to go to Scotland, you'd go to Edinburgh rather than Glasgow.
Edinburgh is fantastic. I was only in Edinburgh recently. And again, you can eat very, very well there, and it's a very similar ethos. I just feel Glasgow has that edge. It has a bit of a unique thing to it. There's a couple of... because usually second cities have this kind of younger energy to it. Edinburgh has very high-end. Edinburgh has a lot of Michelin-starred restaurants. You can eat very casual, very affordably
Have you got
Glasgow.
More recommendations so as to where to go?
Another recommendation I'll give you is a place called 88. This is a small plates kind of restaurant, which is very much big here in Dublin. The idea of ordering a couple of small dishes to share amongst a table. Again, trying to use as much local produce as possible. But it's a really nice spot that's very affordable in terms of the value for money that you get out of it. One thing I'll also recommend there, if you are in Glasgow, many, many recommendations of places to eat, but one place to go and drink. It's a brand new distillery that has opened in the last, I'd say 5-6 years now when I visited it first. It's called the Clydeside. It's the first distillery in over 100 years in the city, and they're doing some really inventive things. Well worth a little tour, a little visit if you're ever in the city. But it's Glasgow is well worth exploring. Lots of, you know, great inventiveness that you'd see there. It's well worth it.
What about Krakow in Poland?
Again, I'm talking about the second cities again. So yeah.
I think Glasgow is regarded as the first city in Scotland, isn't it?
Well, the seat of Parliament is in Edinburgh.
I know that, but still, Glasgow's the bigger city.
Yes, it is, yeah. Yes. Okay. It just depends, yeah. But Krakow is a fabulous, beautiful city. Again, really well connected from Dublin, thanks to Ryanair flights going there regularly. Some of the things are things that you know, should know, or hopefully know from kind of Polish cuisines and stuff like that. Pierogi being probably the main one. These are those beautiful soft dumplings, usually filled with meat and cheese, that you just, very, very simple food, but usually packed full of flavour. They're also big into kind of stews and soups in particular. This kind of comes from the idea of during the winter months, you pickle and preserve lots of different things. It's a great way to make food stretch over a long space of time. So one thing is a zurek, which is a sour rye soup, often served in a bread bowl. And when it's not, it also has things like smoked sausage, bacon ribs. Kind of sounds a little bit like a coddle in a way, but a soured version of it there. There's lots of amazing cheeses from the area, in particular sheep's cheese, all around Poland. And if you do things like food tours, they give you a real great sense and wide range of everything that you can get when you are there. One of the things that you'll see a lot on the streets, I'm not going to try to pronounce the name of it, but it's a twisted bread ring that they sell. It kind of looks like a pretzel, and they sell them all around the cities in little carts that are quite salted, very, very hard, kind of like a harder pretzel. That's well worth trying when you're there.
I think Krakow is regarded as Poland's most beautiful city.
Easily.
Medieval old town. Mm. It's got the Jewish quarter, which they now protect. Mm. And then there are people who also go to Auschwitz,
yes,
whatever, for educational purposes and rest of it. So there's a lot of history, a lot of culture. But if people go there, and it's somewhere I plan to actually go to, what recommendations would you have as places to go to eat?
Let's go to the milk bars first. So these have various locations all around the city. So these come from the needs to feed the Polish population during wars and during economic crisis in the 19th and 20th century, to make cheap food as accessible as possible for people. Many of them have survived. A lot of them closed in the early 90s, but a handful of them have survived all around the city. In particular in Krakow. And the menus are really, really fascinating. It's things like the dumplings, the soups, the stews that you can get for a really affordable price. And this is where the locals eat. This is the kind of idea of the cafes, the spaces where you will meet locals, where you will see that they have lots of things with potatoes, lots of meats, and it's all very, very affordable. It's a great way to kind of see the sense of the true ingredients that are being used when you're in a city like this. There's a handful of them around. Again, if you do a food tour, you're guaranteed to be brought on one of these. If you're looking for restaurants, though, I have two in particular. One is called Salute. Again, you probably notice when I do these, I'm obsessed with small plates place because I have an issue with commitment when it comes to my meals. I like to try 100 different things as opposed to committing to one plate. Salute has that, and it's very much inspired by Italian and Spanish food, but it also has a lot of inspirations from the pickling, the preserving of various different bits and bobs from the Polish countryside. So you have things like wild garlic, you got capers, you got fresh herbs, all being used from the area as well. And then a restaurant that I still think about that when I visited, it's called Kropka. Very casual, very cool spot. You're talking about your natural wines, you're talking about some really interesting Polish ingredients being given a global twist. So you're seeing lots of things with the ferments, your pierogies maybe with Korean flavours on top of them as well.
So just remind people, the pierogies are the dumplings.
That's right, yeah, they are the lovely little dumplings there. Really an interesting space, doing some really inventive things. You can eat so well in Krakow. You can eat very affordably as well. It's a great, great city to stay in. And there's actually a post on the at Gastrogaze Instagram and TikTok that actually has a lot more recommendations in particular for Krakow, if you want to check that
Russell
out.
Russell Alford, thank you so much. From the Gastrogaze, co-restaurant critic with the Sunday Times. We'll put this up as a podcast, and there are all the other locations that we've had across the series before. You can find them there as part of our Travelling for Food and Drink. Thank you very much, Russell.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.